breakfast this morning, I was discussing with Kun Gough about seeing an invisible object, hearing and sound, and thinking long stories. And his mother had told him an expression that when one is angry, one is mocked by the story. And he had a question about when one is lost in the story or when one is angry. So even if we know that it's just a story, but still sometimes we are overwhelmed by the stories during the day and forget all about seeing, just seeing visible object, hearing, just hearing sound. So sometimes we may not know why it's so important to really understand what are the paramatta dhammas, what are the realities, and what are the panyati.
But it's not just moment of anger.
Anytime.
Anytime. And what is the medicine for anytime? Not just when one is angry.
Understanding.
I think that now there are many realities appearing, right? And we keep on saying that nothing can arise without conditions. But let's talk about just one condition, which is now appearing, like aramana paccaya. Aramana is object, which is object of citta. Because whenever citta arises, it has to experience an object. So now, should we go through all the paccayas so fast, or just think about now? Because you see that there must be citta at moment of whatever appears. And that citta cannot arise at all if this reality does not, what you call, impinge on the eye base, which can condition a reality to arise and to experience it. And this is paccaya right now. If you can understand the object of the citta one by one, it will lessen the idea of self, or I can do it, or I can have it at will. So now, just at moment of seeing, what is appearing is a reality. No one can say that, oh, I don't want to see this, because as soon as seeing arises, it sees, which now is appearing. So if we could understand better and better about that which is seen, then we will have less ignorance about it. For example, if we ask anyone who does not study the teachings at all, and if we ask, what do you see? That person would say, I see someone or something. Because not knowing the reality which can be seen, that one is real, and it can be seen only when there is that which sees it. Otherwise, even it's here, see, no one sees it. But when there is seeing, that which can be seen in here can be seen with different shape and form. The idea of that which arises and falls away so very rapidly. And now, there are many people, and some might think that if we go away from all these people and sit alone, maybe we can understand better. But actually, no matter where one is, here or there, there must be seeing which sees. It cannot do anything because it is seeing right now. It cannot think, it cannot like, it cannot dislike at all. So, what is seen? Buddha kept on saying aramana, visible object. So when we talk about seeing, it's seeing and visible object. Does anyone have clear understanding what is meant by visible object? right now, we just can say it is visible object which is seen. But what about the understanding of the visible object? It's not people, it's not anything, it's not a man, a person, or anything at all. But it has its quality, or it is a reality which can appear at this moment. That's why even just one word, visible object, should be thought about until it's clear that now what is seen. When one has no idea at all about seeing a person, but just see that which can be seen, do we have less attachment to that? Because knowing that it's only that which can be seen, no one there. But instead of thinking of no one there and that which can be seen or just visible object, it's gone with the wind. Because no idea or understanding enough to really know that actually what we take for a person or a thing is composed of rupas, like the four great elements, with that which can be seen, and order, and what is it? Smell, mm-hmm. and taste, and
touch,
and
sound.
No, not sound. Ocha, nutrition. It indivisible group of rupa. Only that, see. So what we take for someone without the tangible object or the Mahabhuta rupa and the rest and spaces in between. No people, no thing, because each reality arises so fast. The citta arises so really rapidly that no one can know. So now it seems like there is seeing, but actually it is the nimitta of seeing, which seeing arises and arises and arises until we can know that at this moment it's seeing, see. The same as other objects like rupa, visible object, just one tiny visible object which can be seen, cannot be anyone at all, right? A very tiny visible object which is seen cannot be anyone. But since that rupa arises and falls away in split seconds, very rapidly, what is left from arising and falling away is nimitta. And so before one can know what that object is, whether a man, a woman, what name and things, there are so many moments of citta arising and passing away all the time. This is the way to have less attachment to what is seen or visible object, when there is more and more understanding of it as just one lives, actually no one, but citta arises and experiences one object at a time through 6 doorways successively. So it formed the idea like the magician can do anything to make us believe that there are something like a bird fly out of the hat or something like that. But actually, it's just exactly the same like now. It seems like there are people here, but actually just one moment of citta arising and falling away, and what appears is just the object of citta. Otherwise, without the development of understanding of whatever appears like now, like visible object, it's impossible to just say, no one, it is only a reality, see. So when one understands better and better, the words conform with the understanding that there is no one, only visible object is now appearing. So it takes time, because one has to be very truthful that what about right understanding right now? No matter one has heard about visible object 100 times or more than that, gone with the wind. Or it is kept, accumulated, little by little, so very naturally that whenever there is seeing at any time, that is the beginning of understanding it. So from morning now, up to now, who thinks about visible object as visible object? See? So it takes quite a long time because it's not self who can have even such thinking. Whatever arises must has its proper conditions for its arising. That's why one has to understand what's meant by prayati and satyayana. Satyayana is right understanding of the degree that is unshakable, because this moment is a reality which is conditioned. It arises and falls away. By having such satyayana, it can condition awareness to arise. But if one is trying so hard to have awareness or concentration to arise, it cannot eradicate the idea of self at all. Because we can use the term, the idea of self, but this is something all the time. And without the understanding of a reality at a time, when it is appearing, there is no other way at all. That's why don't underestimate panya. It can understand reality right now. Because whatever appears, avijja arises. How can avijja arise? So can panya not arise when there are right conditions for its arising? This is aramana paccaya, because we just say aramana and paccaya, but we understand what is the paccaya. The object which is seen is paccaya, for seeing and for right understanding too. Otherwise, it is always object of attachment and ignorance and story, clinging. So only understanding can eliminate avijja, ignorance, anytime, any place.
Yesterday, Lucas was mentioning some doubts. And can we say that when the pariyati is strong and firm enough, when it's satyajnana, then no doubts about what realities are?
Doubt is anusaya, vichikicca anusaya. So it's very deeply rooted.
Yes.
And the understanding at level of pariyati cannot eradicate it at all. And even vipassanayana hasn't eradicated vichikicca or doubt until sotapattimakkhajji arises.
But I think you were saying that when it's satyajnana and it's very firm confidence mm-hmm. in dharmas, are you saying, well, moments of satyajnana, firm understanding, mm-hmm. and then because of the anusaya, doubt can arise later or
yeah,
any other time?
Because you see that from studying, doubt is adhamma. So
even
no
satyajnana, not firm or strong enough?
No, I mean that satyajnana understand doubt as a reality.
Couldn't golf any more question about seeing an invisible object or thinking about what is seen?
I guess soon enough, please. I will let Ajahn continue on the talking, and if I have done anything that I want to ask,
good.
I will put it on the table. But
good.
Thank you.
Yeah. You mentioned that at the moment of awareness, there's no idea of table or person or thing.
Because it's moment of beginning to study and understand the nature of visible object.
Right. And at that moment, the object of citta is the visible object.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
With awareness, right.
Like now.
Like now.
Yeah.
Like now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So whatever we are talking about, it's now.
I just wanted to follow up on the idea of no idea of people or things, because some people, I think, have the idea that this refers to discussion on the list, that some people have the idea that if there's that this means that, you know, one stops thinking in terms of people and things, but that's not the case.
Like now.
Yeah.
Is there no thinking?
There is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Panya is not keen enough to know each reality as it is.
Mm.
So one can know how strong Satyayana is only when the awareness arises by conditions. So one knows that it's strong enough to condition the natural awareness.
Yes. So there's no need to think that I have to stop seeing table or person.
The idea of self plays its role again and again.
The other thing that comes up in discussion a lot is another thing you mentioned was like a magician. One thinks one sees a bird in the sky, but it's like a magician. People have difficulty with this because they think that actually it's not like a magician at all, because everyone sees a table and knows that if they put their hand down, there's going to be hardness. So they think that indicates that there's some kind of reality on a conventional level.
Of some kind of a reality. No one, nothing in it when it's a reality. So at moment of thinking that one sees the bird on the sky, it's only a moment of experiencing visible object, whereas the bird, when there's right understanding of just visible object.
But I'm just taking the other side. Everyone, many people may see the bird at the same time, so they would say, well, although it's consciousness experiencing visible object, yet still there is some kind of reality of a bird there. Otherwise, everyone wouldn't see the same thing.
Some kind of a bird is not visible object because it's some kind of a bird.
Right.
Or if there is the thinking that visible object is some kind of a bird, but visible object is not a bird.
Right. So it's from the perspective of experience or what is real at the moment, it is only visible object.
Like now, Kun Jonathan,
seeing a visible object,
see,
right.
It's real.
Yeah.
But when it's only visible object, which arises and falls away, and what is left is nimitta for sanya to remember. One can see the difference between visible object and the idea of someone. Because Buddha always, and the other arahata, saw with understanding.
One more follow-up on this one. Because if we are referring to visible object, we are not referring to rupas, do we?
What is meant by rupa?
The material.
A reality.
Reality that
which can be seen.
Which can be seen.
Hardness cannot be seen. Sound cannot be seen. And what appears now at moment of seeing is a reality that we don't need to say that it's real, because seeing sees it. So can it not real, be not real?
So I guess the problem begins when you join two realities, So the reality of hardness and the reality of visible object. And of course, if I take this table again, I can touch it and I can see it.
And different moments.
Yes, and in again, in 10 minutes, I'll be able to do exactly the same. So I can again.
But not the same touch, not the same object at all.
Well,
the past is the past, always new by conditions.
But it feels quite the same.
Because
it hasn't changed much. Same color, same.
That's why we have to listen, consider what's right and what's not right. For example, seeing right now, is it seeing minutes ago? No. Seeing right now, is it the one which saw a minute ago? Seeing right now. Is it the same one as that?
The same seeing?
The same seeing?
No.
So, the same touching and touch again is not the same touch?
Yes, but so I know that the touching is different, so and the seeing is different.
But the object is the same.
But the object, I don't know. How can I know if it's the same or if it's different? I can only say my touching is different, my seeing is different, but I don't know about the object.
Okay, close your eyes. Does visible object appear?
No.
Open your eyes. What appears?
Visible object.
So, at moment of closing one's eyes, the other thing is object, but not the visible object at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, as soon as you open your eyes again, it's visible object, but not the same one before. Otherwise, anything will not getting old or change at all. If it doesn't arise, doesn't fall away. Again and again and again, by conditions. What is the absolute truth cannot be changed at all.
Okay, it's just that it's appearing and falling away, and it keeps looking
the same.
The same. I can intellectually understand it may come up. It comes up, falls away, and comes up and falls away, and it's still
so
very similar. I'm not saying the same.
No, there's no perceptible difference.
No perceptible difference.
That you can say that of lots of things, even though we know they do change over time. So if there's long-term change, there must be short-term change. Otherwise there's no long-term change.
In different moments of experiencing different tangible object,
yes.
And in between lots of thinking, and then there's the idea of a table, and that this is the same as a moment ago, but actually different moments of seeing, different moments of touching, with thinking in between, and an idea, oh, this is what was touched 5 minutes ago, but actually it's a different moment of experiencing, and now, not different moments of experiencing, thinking in between.
But to me, the most remarkable thing about what Ajahn just said, you know, when she asked you to close your eyes and open them again, visible object is not the table. Visible object is that which appears to the eyes when they're open. And although we can identify within that whole field, if you like, different objects, that is by thinking, and that is not the moment of experiencing visible object. So we have to consider very carefully what is meant by a visible object in the context of it being the object of seeing consciousness. Because it's not people and things.
Does solidity arise and falls away?
I don't know.
You know about the four primary rupas, but we, Vayu, Tejo, Apo, the four. So do solidity. They arise, please?
Solidity.
Yes, the four primary.
Mm. Passion.
Yeah. Do they arise and fall away?
I don't know.
You that don't was know.
How can I know?
Because it's you. But if we listen and think about it, you know that everything just appears and disappears. If it does not arise, can it appear?
If it
does not arise, can it appear? As soon as you go out of this room, there's no visible object of you, of solidity of the four primary rupas, right? So it's not just the four primary rupas which go away, also visible object goes away too.
Yes.
We begin from that and then we can see and understand the arising and falling away of realities, the conditioned realities, like sound. No sound, and sound arises and falls away. Sound could be can be experienced through ear base, right? And visible object can appear through the eye base. Just that. Never stay for you to experience it again, like sound, the new sound. Anytime there is hearing, it's the new sound, never the same. And sound is a kind of rupa, and visible object is also a kind of rupa. Rupa is rupa, no matter whatever it is, it arises and falls away. It can stay during only 17 moments of citta, that's all. Otherwise, there will be always idea of something or I all the time. But what is you seeing? Is you?
No.
No, so there's no you. Seeing arises and falls away. So visible object and the other rupa also arise and fall away too. What can stay? What is permanent?
Nothing.
Okay, so including whisper object. Nothing.
Well, it's easier to say it's nothing in the long term. Okay, I have to listen some more, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that one day the sun will break? Will break up? The sun?
The sun?
Yeah.
It has to break up one day? Yes, definitely.
But if there is no breaking up from moment to moment, how can it break up like that?
Little by little?
Yeah. Which condition it drops all the time? Unknowingly, always unknowingly, because the rapid succession from moment to moment. If there is seeing and no more, no idea of self, of thing at all. But since citta arises from moment to moment, it carries on the same object with thinking an idea about it. So it seems like it's left or it's still there.
So this is also a point that I was thinking at night. If citta arises from moment to moment very quickly, how can citta know whether rupa also arises very quickly or not?
Panya knows.
Panya knows.
Not citta.